We now bring you news of a royal pregnancy. We're not referring to a certain high-profile couple in the UK. This is the tale of a match made in Kentucky, and the couple are regal thoroughbreds.
Oh, Super Philly, you bet! What's the final margin? She might have won by 20! Rachel Alexander was absolutely spectacular!
A few weeks ago, the 2009 Horse of the Year, Rachel Alexandra, was mated with Curlin, the 2007 and 2008 Horse of the Year. The Royal Foal is expected to arrive next February. Andrew Beyer will be among those keeping track of the foal's progress. He writes about horse racing for the Washington Post and the Daily Racing Form. And he joins us. Welcome to the program, Andy.
Okay, well, thank you.
Jess Jackson owns both Rachel Alexandra and Curlin. He'll keep the foal and race it. But if he were to decide to sell it, how much would the foal be worth?
At this point, it's hard to tell, but this would be as glamorous an offspring as you might want at an auction. And so this could easily be $1 million-plus foal.
What's the history of mating champion thoroughbreds? How often do they actually produce a champion offspring?
Well, if you look at the history of such matings, the odds are still strongly against the romantic notion that these two champions are going to produce another champion. Probably the best analogy to this mating was back in 1986. Lady's Secret was the horse of the year. She was retired as the all-time top female money winner. She was bred in her first two seasons at stud to the great stallion Allie Dart. She had two foals by Allie Dart. Neither of them won a race. And later in her career, she was bred three times to Seattle Slough, one of the greatest, fastest horses who ever lived, and only one of those three won a race.
There's another pregnancy watch on. The 2010 Horse of the Year, Zenyatta, was mated with 2006 Preakness winner Bernardini. Is the racing world buzzing about a potential Horse of the Year battle in maybe, what, 2015? 2014?
Well, the Zenyatta-Bernardini mating, is every bit as classy and glamorous as Rachel Alexandra's. Rachel Alexandra, to me, her 2009 season was the greatest campaign ever by an American filly. I rate her over Zenyatta, but the Zenyatta Bernardini, mating probably has a little more pedigree strength than Rachel and Curlin, as good as that is. But again, it's subject to all the same uncertainties that Rachel and Curlin are facing.
The Kentucky Derby is in about 6 weeks, and there are big stakes races leading up to it. What horses do you think fans should keep their eyes on this season?
Well, right now, there is one horse who just stands out ahead of the field, and that is the undefeated colt Uncle Mo. He won the Breeders' Cup last fall in outstanding time, dominated the best horses of his generation. This could be a truly outstanding colt.
Andrew Beyer writes about horse racing for the Washington Post and the Daily Racing Form. Andy, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.